Now let's get in to episode 21. It is your boy, Mr. Parker, and I am here with some advice for you guys. And this one is about hardship. It's not even the friendship. It's not really, well, it actually pertains all four of them technically, but it's really about how to overcome things and understanding that there's consequences to life. That's what this episode's called, consequences, and learning how to deal with them. Now, I got a lot of friends on Facebook. I got a lot of cool friends. I got a lot of friends on Facebook, blah, blah, et cetera, et cetera. We all do. And the one thing I noticed that we all tend to do is we play the blame game, or we play the feel bad for me game, or we play the this hurts game. And what I mean by this is I'm not insensitive. I'm a very loving person. Anyone that knows me personally knows me. But I had to talk about this. So for instance, for me, I'm gonna start off with me. So before I get into everybody else, you guys can understand that even I go through this. About three years ago, my credit was horrendous. Like, God help me. Like, Redbox credit. Like, the only thing I can do was rent a Redbox movie. That was it. Like, that's how bad it was. I'm telling you, I ain't lying to you. I'm telling you. And the one thing that I did, I didn't have credit at the time. I didn't have a buildup. I didn't have anything. Nothing was there. I just didn't have good credit. I had no credits, bad credit. Then last year, this time last year, around October, November. Oh, man. Just waking up. I know it's late in the day. Just waking up. But, you know, anyways, back to the subject. My credit last year, this time, this is 2018 now, December. Last year, October, this time, my credit was the best it's ever been. I mean, I was in the sevens. Me and my wife was in the sevens. I ain't going to say exact numbers and stuff. But we were in the sevens. And it was a great time for us because we took advantage of what we had. So we went buck wild. We went and got credit cards. We went Christmas shopping for the family. We got the family gifts. The family we know we couldn't afford gifts. We just went buck to the wild. Like, we didn't even care. It was like, nah, we deserve this. We gonna do this. We didn't even care about what was going on. We were like, we deserve it. We even went to New York. We stayed at a hotel. We just had a great time. Like, we went to New York on Christmas time. So Rockefeller Plaza, all that, blah, blah, blah. We went buck wild. As the months went on, we noticed we kind of went too buck wild. But I mean, when you're not used to having that, that tends to happen. At this older age, we got it. So a lot of times people do this around 18, 19, maybe 20. We did it, you know, last year. Like, we just did this stuff. So we did all this and we were enjoying ourselves. All of a sudden, we noticed this year. God, I'm still waking up. Sorry, guys. Anyways, this year, our credit's the opposite. No, it's not back to what it was before. It was poor. But it's now we owe all them cards. Like, we're paying on them, but we owe all them cards. And, you know, at first I kept thinking, why, God? Like, this is the crazy thing about us. The first thing I thought, I said, but why, God? I'm so faithful to you. I do everything right. I go to church. I mention your name. I'm always there. Like, I do all of it right. Why? And then I thought about it. I said, how am I or my wife gonna complain about having debt when we did it to ourselves? God didn't do it. He blessed us to get out of debt. And we decided to go back into debt. There's consequences. That's what this is about. Consequences. The question is, are you willing to take it on? Are you willing to step to the plate as a man and say, I'm a man, I'm gonna accept I did wrong. And as a woman, I'm a lady, I'm gonna accept I did wrong. That's the question. Because there's consequences to everything. Let me break down what the consequences are. If you eat too much, what happens? What happens if you eat too much? You get big. You get obese. You get health problems because of that. So getting big, getting obese leads to what? Health problems. You get diabetes. You get high blood pressure, cholesterol, all that stuff. Gout, whatever. The consequence. You smoke. You mess up your lungs. No matter what. Weed, cigarette, whatever it is. Black and mild, it messes up your lungs. You drink, mess up your kidney, mess up your liver, whatever you want to say, mess up. You drink, after a while, does that to you. Just think, our natural temple, our natural body already gets problems and consequences. So what makes you think that financial-wise and personality-wise and spiritual-wise, we ain't going to get attacked or we ain't going to mess up? We make mistakes. The question is saying, no, the answer to this, the question is, oh, and why do I do wrong or why is this going on to me? Because you put yourself in that position. I know so many people that get hit. I got so many people on Facebook that are depressed every single day. Not the temporary people. I'm talking about the ones that are depressed every single day. Always write a status. Why me, God? Why do I have to suffer? I serve you. I do this. What do you do to get in that position? Just think about it. Take the time out and say, what did I do to get in the position that I'm in right now? What did I do? That's what you have to sit down and think about. Like, I just took that pause. That's what you got to do. You got to sit there and say, what am I doing? If you're single right now and you're like, why doesn't nobody want me? Think about why. Think about what you've done up until this point. Have all your life you've been struggling with relationships? If so, you have to examine yourself and say, let me sit back and figure out me as a person. What am I doing wrong that other people don't want me for? I'm good. I do good. Well, maybe the other people don't want you because you're not meant to be with them. Maybe you're meant to have something good, something that matches you instead of something that's bad for you. Sometimes it might not be you. Sometimes, if a matter of fact, it could be you, but it might be a good thing about you that's keeping that negative stuff away from you. That's how you got to think. God, why am I single? Why can't I get... I get that question all the time. Women asking me, men asking me, why am I single? Why am I not a part of a couple? Why am I not a part of a relationship? A lot of times you reject the right stuff too. Either you reject the right stuff or you don't want to do nothing with nobody. You don't want to be tied into anyone. You want to have your own thing. You want to be... So you can't blame anybody. Everything we do is a consequence. If you go out and have sex in a relationship or you go out and have sex in general, you catch STDs. It's like God made a way. If you're married and you go have sex with a girl, then you come back home and you do it with your wife, or vice versa. If you're a woman, you go out, go sleep with another man, you come back, there's STDs that get transferred. It's like God's like, no, what's done in the dark will come to the light. There's different ways to make sure what's done in the dark does come to the light. That's crazy how God made it like that. There's consequences to everything we do. God, why am I music flowing? I ask God all the time, how come my music? And then I come to the conclusion, I'm like, maybe it's because my music isn't supposed to be like the world music. Maybe it's not supposed to be me going on stage, performing live, and people praising me and giving me credit. That's not what I'm about. God, how come my car's messed up? What did you do for your car to be messed up? Think about it. There's different ways God will shut you down. God will say, nope, you ain't driving today. You might be driving, also you get a flat tire. Sometimes you just naturally will get a flat tire. Why does it have to be, God, why me? Just because you go to church, all of a sudden nothing's supposed to happen to you? That's not how it works. God also gives free will. Every day there's free will all around us. We can do whatever we want. God lets you do whatever you want. But who said there's not going to be consequences? But as far as something like getting a flat tire or your car breaking down, why does it always have to be, but God, why? God, it was loved. God, why he cheat on me? I thought I was loved. Why she cheat on me, God? I thought I was a man of God. Well, how much did you do for God? Was you guys praying together? All those things have to be factored in. I think about this all the time. And the other thing about this whole thing I want to talk about, this has nothing to do with the consequences. This is more about the whole prophecy when it comes to church. I've noticed a long time now, when you're in church, and someone's prophesying, I've noticed so many times, if the prophecy's not to you and it's to someone else and God's telling someone else, like say you know someone that goes to the club in the church, then the prophet's speaking and the prophet's like, God said, y'all need to stop coming, y'all get up out them clubs. All of a sudden you're like, hey man, oh God, you better say it. Preach it, you preach it now. You rocking with the pastor and everything. But once that word come to you, all of a sudden it's, nah, that ain't me. You know, I know, I know, no, they know me personally and they know. So now the whole role switches over. That's how it works. And there's consequences to that. I learned a while ago, if you, in your mind say, you hear the prophecy, and you in your mind say, that ain't real, that ain't real, that ain't real, that ain't real. Because it's something you don't want to hear, but if it's something about a car, you love it and you good with it, but then when it's something you don't want to hear, all of a sudden, it's nah, that ain't real. I don't believe that. God ain't told me that. God ain't, they lying. You got to be careful with that, because God said don't touch his anointed. There's consequences. You don't talk bad about anybody in the church. If you feel a certain type of way, you pray and say, God, show me. Continue to add on to what that person said. Or what, don't ever just sit there and say, nah, that ain't real. That ain't real. That person lying. Now, there's a difference. That's prophecy. There's a consequence if you do that wrong. Then there's prophet lying. There are those sidewalk. You know a sidewalk mechanic, and you see a sidewalk mechanic, and that mechanic, you know, they don't have their own shop. They just come out and they'll come fix your car. You meet up with them, and you guys can meet at Walmart parking lot, and they fix your engine. Like, those are sidewalk mechanics. Or they got their own jack, and they ready, you know, they bring it out their trunk and all. Those are sidewalk mechanics. I don't want to go to a sidewalk mechanic. I want to go, and I'm not saying they're not good, because some of them are great. But I want to go to where it's actually a business, where they can actually do. So that's like going to an actual pastor instead of going to the members. So if you walk out of church and you got a person that all of a sudden says, God wanted me to say something to you. I got to get this off my chest because God been telling me. Okay, why can't you say that with the pastor there? Why can't you say what your prophecy or what you have to say to that person with the pastor there? If you do that behind the pastor's back, I would go. So if I have something I know is on my spirit, I go to the pastor. I say, Pastor, I feel like God wants me to say this. What do you think? The pastor would tell you. That's what they're there for. That's what their leader's for. Don't be like, nope, I got to say it. This is on my heart. And God's telling me I need to say it. That's dangerous because you're crossing boundaries. That's what you have pastors for. Don't listen to them sidewalk prophets, man. Don't let no one tell you on the phone. God told me to tell you. Listen, you better ask. Now, it's different if you're talking, all of a sudden you're speaking and you know it's not you, and then you're giving a message to someone and all this stuff. That's different. And trust me, I get it. There are those personal people. There's them personal prophets that you got to be careful of. But you also have to still say, even when they do it, you still have to say, God, show me, let me know, you talk to me and tell me. If it ain't from the pastor, or if it ain't from the, you always have to say, God, you show me, and continue to guide me toward the direction. Because there are people that personally prophesy. I seen it in the church back when I was younger all the time. If two friends were together and they got mad at the other one, the next day in church, all of a sudden, woo, God, oh yeah. God told me to tell you, don't you yell at my daughter. Don't you yell at my daughter no more. Don't you yell at my son. Or you got the ones that tell you the next day, yeah, I had a dream about you. God told me you were going to die and go to hell because y'all got an argument the day before. You got to be careful with that. Now, if that's the case, God knows. So if you know that you had that dream, God knows. God speaks to us. God knows. But if you're just saying it to say it because you're mad at that person at the time, or you guys got in an argument the other day and all of a sudden you're like, this is my opportunity. Let me get him. You do not want to play around with God with that. There's consequences. So back to the whole consequences with life thing. Depression, you got to figure out why you're in a depressed hole. What did you do to get in that hole? Did you go spend the money you didn't have? Did you go buying things you didn't have? Did you go wilding out and going crazy and getting this and that? That's what you got to say. What did I do personally, God? Before I just jump to, oh God, why me? You got to say, God, what did I do personally? You have to. If you're single and you're wondering, where's your person at? You have to say, God, why have, instead of saying, no, let me not say you have to say, instead of saying, God, how come I have nobody? Say, God, continue to show me what I'm supposed to do. Continue to show me what I want, because you desire to be with somebody. Don't sit there and say, God, why me? You know, everybody else got it. No, stop. God's going to hook you up. It's in his timing. Patience is a virtue. It's all in God's timing. That's one of my songs, by the way. But I just wanted to get that off my chest. I feel like there's so many people out there that talk about, I don't have no money for my rent this month. I don't have. Now, if you don't absolutely have nothing and you didn't do anything to mess that up, then that's different. And you don't have to say, God, why? Just say, God, please help me. Not, God, why? I can't understand. No. A lot of the situations we're in are consequences to what we've done. And that's what I want to say to you guys. Thank you guys for supporting. Check me out. I will have a new episode later this week. Peace.